Hosea chapter 4. Hear the word of Yahweh, you children of Israel. For Yahweh has a controversy with the inhabitants of the land, because there is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of Elohim in the land. By swearing and lying and killing and stealing and committing adultery, they break out and blood touches blood. And for this reason will the land mourn, and everyone who dwells within it will languish, and the beasts of the field and with the fowls of the heaven. Yes, the fishes of the sea will also be taken away. Yet let no man strive nor reprove another, for your people are as they who strive with the priest. And for this reason will you fall in the day, and the prophet will also fall with you in the night, and I will destroy your mother. My people are destroyed because of a lack of knowledge. Because you've rejected knowledge, I will also reject you, so that you will be no priest to me. Seeing that you have forgotten the law of your Elohim, I will also forget your children. As they were increased, so they sinned against me. And for this reason will I change their honor into shame. They eat up the sin of my people, and they set their heart on their iniquity. And there will be, like people, like priest, and I will punish them for their ways and reward them for their doings. For they will eat, and they will not have enough, and they will commit whoredom, and will not increase, because they've left off to take heed to Yahweh. Whoredom and wine and new wine will take away the heart. My people ask counsel at their stocks, and their staff declares to them. For the spirit of whoredoms has caused them to err, and they have gone a-whoring from under their Elohim. They sacrifice upon the tops of the mountains, and they burn incense upon the hills, and under oaks and poplars and elms, because the shadows of them are good. Therefore your daughters will commit whoredom, and your spouses will commit adultery. I will not punish your daughters when they commit whoredom, nor your spouses when they commit adultery, for themselves are separated with whores, and they sacrifice with harlots, and for this reason the people who do not understand will fall. Though you, Israel, play the harlot, yet let not Yehuda offend, and come not you to Gilgal, neither go up to Beth-Aven, nor swear Yahweh lives. For Israel slides back like a backsliding heifer, and now Yahweh will feed them like a lamb in a large place. Ephraim is joined to idols, let him alone. Their drink is sour, they've committed whoredom continually, who rulers with shame do love give you. The wind has bound her up in her wings, and they will be ashamed because of their sacrifices. End of chapter.